important is a partnership like this then?
Well, the problem of modern slavery is an incredibly complicated problem. Why it happens, where it happens, who is victim of it, and who the offenders are. Policing on their own can never solve this. We need the help of statutory and voluntary agencies to make it incredibly difficult for people to traffic victims of crime within our country.
The fact there's this nice call as well for businesses to get involved and, you know, check out their employees.
Well, lots of crime, not just people trafficking, wouldn't happen if there wasn't a market for it. So actually the question is, how much is your car wash costing? How much does it cost to have work done around your garden or around your house? How are businesses employing people at incredibly low costs? We've all got a responsibility in a fair and just society to make sure this sort of thing doesn't happen.
I mean, that's the thing. A lot of people listening to this would think, how easy is it to spot?
I think it'd be really difficult to overlook it. You know, if there's somebody working in your garden and they work for 16 hours, appear to be in fear of their employer, don't appear to have any breaks, are obviously paid a ridiculously low amount of money, then there clearly is a responsibility to say, well, how is that working? Now, we want to hear from members of the public that fear that there are people suffering modern slavery so that we can do something about it with our partners.
Now, obviously, Andy, over the last, what, 3 or 4 years, really, we've heard a lot about Romanians, Lithuanians being victims of human slavery here in the very much the Southampton area as well, it seems. You know, how big an issue is it in Hampshire as a whole?
Well, we won't truly know without the public talking to us. We've dealt with tens of cases over the last 12 months, and no doubt there are tens or hundreds more that we don't know of. So it's a significant problem. The reason it happens in our commercial areas is that's where there's growth, that's where there's work, that's where people see an opportunity to exploit vulnerable people, because that's what is happening. Sometimes adults, sometimes children, sometimes it's people from within the UK that are being held within modern slavery. This isn't always about people being trafficked from overseas.
Do you think because of like Portsmouth and Southampton being port cities that you know, gangs look at that and think that's an easy way in almost?
Well, they're both cosmopolitan environments. Some schools within Southampton are teaching children with tens of different home languages. So they're cosmopolitan areas, and those are areas where sometimes it's easy to slip under the radar if something's happening that shouldn't be happening. But actually ports are obviously points of entry from people coming from overseas. So where modern slavery and human trafficking might involve foreign nationals, it is quite likely that those would be a port of first call for some of those people.
And just finally, what would your message be to the community listening to this now thinking, oh, I want to get involved?
Well, this is an incredibly serious crime. The victims of it are suffering absolute misery. They're some of the most vulnerable people in society without a voice, often children. We desperately need the help of lots of agencies to help this sort this out. But first of all, we need the help of the public to come forward, ring 101 and tell us about what's happening if they fear that somebody is being held in modern slavery.